Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're going to get a Cockaboose Railroad outside of Spartan Stadium. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Kenny, if they ever created it, I'd buy one of those railroad cars. That we would have our own personal tailgate spot.
No sense.
Why are you listening?
That is not a Spartan. That is not related. That is
David?
Not...
What, wait a minute. Wait, what does a Gamecock have to do with a train? Nothing. They're decommissioned railroad cars that are tailgate party cars. Who cares? You just make stuff up. When the hell did Tennessee get a Navy? They barely have teeth. Come on, man.
Just over Kenny's cousins. What are you talking about?
We reconditioned Greyhound buses. There you go.
You know what? We should. All the old Catabuses.
Right.
The Cataboose rail. All right. Let's get to it. Lions. Wait, what?
What if we put a queue line around the stadium?
Honestly, just build a people mover around Spartan Stadium. It'd be the same thing.
Old people mover cars.
That's where we'll put all the old alums. Just stick them in the people mover. Convince them they're actually going into the stadium, but they're not. We're just going to lock the cars, throw away the key, and spin them around for 3 hours.
Yeah, and that way you get your lounge. Because they're like, you know, we've been riding around for the last 45 minutes. You're almost there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, almost there. Parliament, Big Ben.
You're almost
Parliament,
there.
Big Ben. Lions, I have a question. You just heard the update there. You have teams in this league. The Cowboys just got a bomb dropped on them. The Eagles clown card a game last night. The Ravens are 0-2. Yet here, Lions 1-1, a lot of consternation after the first 2 weeks. Here's my question. What is, now that the dust is settled, it's Tuesday, late afternoon, what is the concern level with the Lions? Now, let me give you, at least in my world, what the grading scale looks like. Is in the NFL, nobody gets a zero. It's just not that kind of league. No one's Georgia. The only team with a one is probably the Chiefs, because you got Michael Jordan. You have the cheat code. I would put the Lions in the next classification. My concern would be a two. I believe what Dan Campbell told the morning show. I want to play you this audio, and I want to play the people this audio.
So from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 0 to 10, I'd be okay. A two. I don't make snap judgments this early, and I thought Dan Campbell said something really interesting, and it's what I was alluding to, so at least it lets me know I'm not crazy, is that it takes time. You can't hit the ground running, and he cited some situations in his career, but I want to know if you have an issue with the answer he gives. This is from the morning show. They had him on this morning, Odyssey.com. Rewind if you want the whole interview. David, hit the button.
Are you surprised at two games in that you're just a tick off offensively?
No, I mean, look, you're always hopeful that you're going to hit the ground running. I mean, every coach would tell you that. I mean, you're just hopeful that, man, you're hitting on all cylinders and it comes. But, no, I'm not shocked. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked if we're not cooking by the time we get to the bye.
Do you have an issue with that? I treat that as honesty and realism in today's NFL with no live fire right. in training camp, right? Mm-hmm. Couple of weeks in. And I think they're close. Like, look, that screenplay, late stages of the game, if Ragnow doesn't block the wrong guy, it's probably a touchdown. They're close. There's little things that just aren't quite where they need to be. But if I'm just being soft about this, people tell me. If you're concerned, let's hear it. Rico, what did you make of that audio?
I made of that audio something that I wanted them to do, but I understand why they didn't do it. But it's why I said maybe you get a series or two in the preseason so that game one isn't, hey, my name's Jared Goff, what's yours? And you have to figure each other out because you haven't really played together since the offseason. That's why I wanted to see, hey, guys, give me two series. If you can go out there and score on both series, your day is done. But at least you're facing live bullets. You're going out there and you're hitting the ground running instead of delaying it, because I get what he's saying. And the team will work things out, but this is what happens when you decide to sit everybody the entire preseason. My concern level from a 1 to 10, probably a 3, because you're having problems with what used to be your biggest strength last year, the red zone. You're not able to score. You're able to move the ball. You're able to get a lot of yards, but it means nothing. It's empty calories. You have to be able to put the ball in the end zone when it's not a 50-yard play. When you're down there first and 10 from the 15-yard line, it used to be an automatic touchdown last year. Now you're 1-7, and it's like, okay, what's going on here? You're throwing picks, so it's a 3 for me. It's fixable. It's correctable. But yes, okay. I do believe him where it's going to take a little bit of time, because this is really preseason game number 3.
But I want to know if the people have the same patience or the same perspective. He also said something about Sam Laporta that might answer the questions for us. We've talked about, where is Sam Laporta? And I thought he had a great line. He goes, look, guys, you know, the guy had the injury out of training camp. We weren't going to install 40% of our game plan for Sam Laporta, and then he gets hurt, and you're shorthanded with your install for that week. So part of this has been a little bit intentional. They're working him back slowly. They didn't want to put their eggs in a basket of a guy that's not 100%. I thought it was illuminating. Look, I'll give Campbell credit. The one thing that he does, he's willing to be honest. I mean, I 9 out of 10 interviews with coaches or general managers are useless. I don't say that to insult anyone in particular. It's more of a general statement. They're useless.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell's worth your time.
Yeah, so, he told it like it was. I heard the interview as well. I sent Cookies a text saying, hey, great questions, because he just came out and said, what the heck's going on with Laporta?
But
he didn't
build
up to it. He just asked, what's going on?
What's your concern level, and are you okay with what Campbell said? That, look, it's going to take time. Like, they might not be full tilt by the bye week. Yeah. Where are you at with that? 248-539-9797. David, what do you got?
See, I would also be with you, Rico. Mine's a 3 as well. I wish it could be a 2, but it's the red zone that kind of leans me to the 3, because they haven't been good in red zone. And I know, and I get it, they didn't play in the preseason, but you work on that at home in practice. You work on that almost every day. That is a session in practice. So red zone should be a little bit more sharper to me because of that, and it's not. So it's a 3. It's not a full panic. It's not at all.
But think about this too, fellas, right? Like, if people think we're being soft about it, well, hey, I think they're a Super Bowl team. All right. You'd be more panicked in Baltimore right now, right? You'd be more panicked in Dallas giving up 50 at home, right? How would you feel, and this is not slander, how would you feel being a Niners fan right now? Your first-round pick got shot. CMC might be done. I mean, I don't like what I'm hearing there. And Debo's going to be out for what looks like a month. Look, my point is, we don't have it so bad. And I do think they're close to this offense looking the way it should be. They just put up almost 500 yards. It's the devil's in the details, and I'm with Rico. These are the preseason games.
Yeah.
Defensively, they look good. Who's got a problem with their defense?
Nobody. Well, here's the thing. When you look at it And it helped last night with the Eagles losing and everybody else losing. You're sitting there 1-1. Because if I said, hey, you know who's the undefeated teams in the NFC? Minnesota. Are you afraid of them? No. New Orleans, are you afraid of them? No. You may be, but for now, no. Tampa, they just beat, and Seattle. Those four teams are undefeated. I don't think any of those four teams are going to be in the NFC Championship.
And just a note, David, the Cockaboose, car number 16 and 17 are for sale as a pair. You got to buy both Cockabooses as a pair, $399,000.
Yeah, we could do that. No problem.
Well, Kenny, you could live in one of these. I mean, these things are outfitted. They have toilets. You're good to go. And there's no cat.
And there's no neighbors above me doing right. The nasty. Yeah.
That's still going on?
Couple more times because the summer's almost over. The warm months are almost over, you know?
What is it with these two?
I don't know.
Or three. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, Michael.
All right. Okay. Can someone get Kenny a home without jackrabbits upstairs?
Can I swing around?
Okay. That's no. I don't know where. Yeah. That's on David. Don't look at me, Kenny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.